Senator Roy Blunt joins us, and on Saturday he made several stops in the area, and I know farm issues were first and foremost on your mind. What's the main message you want to talk about with producers in this area, Senator?
Well, I think anytime you're along the river right now, a lot of the discussion is what we need to do to try to make up for the people who weren't able to plant their crop or grain that was lost in the flood, you know, because of some of the trade policies, the grain prices have not been what they have traditionally been, and because of that, a lot more grain was probably stored last fall than is normally the place. Lost grain has never been included in a bill like this before. Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, and I filed an amendment where lost grain is one of the things that's covered in a place where your grain storage facility somehow was impacted by the storm. Also, late planting or prevented planting, rather, when you don't get to plant at all, and we've got a better reimbursement structure in this bill than has previously been available. You don't make all that you would have made if you'd have actually got to plant your crop, but your profit, you get more of the profit that you might have made than you traditionally have been. And then quite a bit of money also here involved in the non-federal levies that can be spent on levy restoration. I think in farm country, generally, what I'd expect to hear a little more about at Paris is concerns about trade, what we need to do to be sure we have that vote that solidifies our Mexico and Canadian trade, and also a discussion, I'm sure, about if there's any likelihood that the Chinese will do what they need to do to really trade fairly. That's the one case where you can make a case that as much as we've enjoyed those markets for ag products, that trade is incredibly unfair, and hopefully the president will be able to reach a conclusion there that allows those markets to open back up, but to open back up in a way that's fair to our side of the trade equation.
Senator, how do we get that trade agreement with Mexico and Canada ratified? Are the Democrats going to allow that to happen?
Well, I mean, this is obviously something we should have thought about 2 years ago, that we had a Republican House that would have been able to put this bill on the floor. I think we're benefited by the fact that Mexico has passed, Canada this month apparently will pass the agreement, the choice is not to stop trading with Mexico and Canada, but do we want to trade under the current regulations, or do we want to trade under the improved regulations in USMCA? So hopefully Speaker Pelosi will get enough pressure from farm state Democrats and others who are involved in that trade to get her to bring the bill to the floor. If the bill comes to the floor, I think there'll be enough Democrats that will join most of the Republicans and send that bill to the Senate. We are eager to get it, eager to get that trade solidified, and that actually gives people, I think, more optimism as they face a continued fight with China, where we have open markets and we need to be vigorously looking to open more markets in places like Japan and the Trans-Pacific.
Senator, there's been a lot of talk about potentially relocating the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture to a site outside of the nation's capital. Kansas City has been one of those talked about. What are your thoughts?
Well, the good news is Kansas City has been decided on in the last few days by the Secretary of Agriculture. I think I'm glad you brought this up, because I think it really is a significant advantage to Missouri farm families and Missouri agribusiness to move that research agency, those 500 federal jobs, out of Washington to the middle of the country, to Kansas City, and within a few hours' drive of 8 or 10 of the great land-grant institutions of the country, and even closer to people in farming and agribusiness at this time when world food demand is going to be growing so rapidly. We have a great opportunity here to take advantage of it, and I don't think we can be anything but benefited by the Secretary of Agriculture's decision to move those jobs out of Washington to the heart of farm and agribusiness country. I'm working hard with Kim to get that final specific building location decided and to get moving. I think they intend to move into an existing structure, and hopefully we'll have the first 50 of those employees here within the next 90 or 100 days.
Senator, finally, how about some thoughts on what is happening with Iran and what the president decided to pull off on late last week, too?
Well, it's, I'm on the Intel Committee, the committee that the CIA and the Defense Intelligence Agency and others report to. I don't think it's giving any information away to say that this has been one of our big issues of attention and concern for the last 5 or 6 weeks now. Clear that what you were seeing in the regular press available is being verified by the intelligence community to the president and others. Iran is a bad actor. They have a struggling economy because they won't move away from their commitment to have the nuclear weapon potential in the future. And we'll just see where this goes. I would not have been critical at all if the president would have gone ahead and taken this last aggressive action by Iran to make a decision to have a warning strike that would put those radar installations used in that attack and other things out of commission. But he's the one that has to be responsible for the determination about putting American lives at risk and certainly ending some Iranian lives in the kind of attack that could still be out there if the Iranians don't get more serious about behavior and stop being the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world. The number one state sponsor of terrorism is Iran. They act like it. Frankly, they need to be treated like the number one state sponsor of terrorism, in my opinion.
Senator Roy Blunt has joined us today on Quick Slant this morning.